Asia and the Middle East. Lands, 47. Population, 4,073,556,172. Publishers, 635,896. Bible studies, 579,554. South Korea. A man who lives near a Kingdom Hall found a note on his car which was parked in front of his house. The note read, "I scratched your car by mistake while parking. Please call me, and I'll have it fixed for you." Having observed the conduct of witnesses who attend the nearby hall, the man said to himself, "Such an honest person must be one of Jehovah's Witnesses." A sister named Su Yen had left the note, and when she got the phone call from the man, she apologized and offered again to have his car fixed. Imagine her surprise when the man asked, "Excuse me, but are you one of Jehovah's Witnesses?" The man said that he would have his car fixed and told her not to worry about it. He further said that he would like to meet her, since there were things that he wanted to know about the witnesses. Su Yen, accompanied by her father and another spiritual brother, went to meet him. "I have been able to observe the witnesses," the man said, "because I live near the Kingdom Hall. You are fine people. I can't understand why you are so hated." Using the Bible and the book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" Su Yen's father was able to answer the man's many questions. He now enjoys a regular Bible study with Su Yen's father and is making fine spiritual progress. Lands where the work is restricted or banned. An army colonel was touched by the positive effect that the truth had on his wife, who was one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Consequently, he agreed to a Bible study. His commander, a general, learned about this and called him in to talk with him. The general told him that if he did not stop meeting with Jehovah's Witnesses, he would be sent to the remotest place in the country. The colonel boldly answered that his wife had studied the Bible for a long time and that he did not see anything dangerous in it. Therefore, he would not stop studying the Bible. After some time, the colonel decided to leave the army. Now he is a baptized witness, serving as a regular pioneer and ministerial servant. Interestingly, the wife of the general he spoke to also started studying the Bible. The general could not stop her either, and now she too serves as a regular pioneer. In another country, a sister started a Bible study with a young woman whose husband severely opposed her. Since the Bible study could not be held at the woman's home, the two women arranged to study in a small park. During their study, an elderly man who was taking a stroll in the park continually circled them, observing what they were doing and listening to their conversation. One day he approached them and asked some questions about the Bible. During the next study, he did the same. The woman who was studying became a little upset and said, "I only have 1 hour to study the Bible, but you come and take up all my time by asking too many questions." After that, the sister arranged for a brother to study with the man, who made quick spiritual progress and started attending meetings. Each Sunday, two women in his neighborhood saw him leaving home, well-dressed and with a briefcase in his hand. They were curious about where he was going and learned that he had begun to believe in a certain new religion. Deciding to investigate, the two women followed the man to the Kingdom Hall. Several sisters talked with them and asked if they wished to study the Bible. One accepted. These three individuals, the young woman who was studying in the park, the man who was contacted in the park, and one of the women who followed him, have made excellent spiritual progress and were recently baptized. Cambodia. Loy, a pioneer in Cambodia, regularly rides her bicycle to a village where houses are constructed of bamboo and are on stilts. There she conducts Bible studies. 3 days before the memorial, when she was in the village explaining the purpose of the memorial to one of her Bible students, curious children began to gather around and ask questions. The group of children grew and grew. Loy handed out 57 memorial invitations. The following day, Loy cycled to the village to conduct another study, and this student said that her relatives and friends would like to attend. So Loy left another 20 invitations for the Bible student to distribute. Now Loy became worried as to how she could help all these people attend the memorial. After praying, she talked to the father of one of her Bible students, who is the village coordinator. He assured Loy that if she arranged for just one tuk-tuk, A small carriage, usually seating four, which is pulled by a motorcycle, to take them, everyone could go, because they would either stand up or sit on one another's knees. Loy was very happy to see 18 individuals attend from this village. India. A brother who works as an auto rickshaw driver seized the opportunity to witness to a passenger who happened to be a journalist. She was impressed with his courage, since some witnesses in that area had been assaulted by opposers while sharing the good news. The journalist decided to reproduce their conversation in a national newspaper. She wrote, "I decided on a little gentle provocation. Haven't you heard the news today? How your people have been beaten up and churches attacked in different parts of the state?" He said, "Yes, I read about it in today's paper." "So what will you do if the opposers continue to trouble you?" He shook his head, saying, "It doesn't matter. We will continue to believe the truth." Describing the tract that the witness had given her, she wrote, "At home, I took the pamphlet out of my bag. It had an impossibly idyllic scene on it with green meadows, a lake, flowering trees, people harvesting grain and fruit, and snow-capped mountains. Life in a peaceful new world," it said. The message inside was religious. Ordinarily, nobody would object to being handed a pamphlet, whether it advertised a sari shop or a way of life. But start talking of a peaceful new world, and you might set the wheels of hate in motion. Philippines. In one part of the region of Zamboanga is a mountain so high that its peak can be seen from 125 miles away. Brothers living near the mountain would often joke while in the field service, saying, "What will we do if there's an interested person living at the top of that mountain?" One day, while they were preaching at the base of the mountain, a man approached, saying that he was looking for Jehovah's Witnesses. He said that he wanted their help in studying the Bible. The brothers asked him where he lived. When he pointed to the summit of the mountain, the brothers were speechless. The man explained that his house was not at the summit, but behind the mountain, and that the only way to get there would be to climb over the top of the mountain. After recovering from their surprise, the brothers agreed to go. A Bible study was started, and now the man attends weekly meetings at the Kingdom Hall, even though it is very far from his house. This man is now among the people of all nations, streaming to the mountain of the house of Jehovah. Isaiah 2:2.